Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and this past weekend, we continued in our series called Too Good to Be True, where we're looking at this reality that Jesus keeps his promises, and that helps us keep our lives in alignment with this reality that even though some things in Scripture seem too good to be true, they're not, because we can trust him. This past weekend, we talked about this idea of significance. And really, we talked about it from the perspective of what helps you know that you matter. We looked at Matthew chapter 25 and the parable of the talents, and I won't take the time to reiterate the whole parable to you just so that you know and are reminded that there were three people in the parable, all who received varying sums of income, all who had varying sums in terms of results of their work. And the master was not pleased with the one who buried his talent, so to speak. Now, talent, that's not the way that we tend to use the term. It's a sum of money. And that's really where the parable kind of turned for me as I studied, because so a talent represents a significant amount of income in their world. As a matter of fact, for the one who received five talents, that would be about $7.5 million in modern day terms. The one who received three would be about $5 million. And the one who received one would be about $1.5 million. So all of a sudden you start to realize these three people in the parable received a great sum of income. And for the one who received the one talent, who didn't do anything with it, who buried it, I think the struggle that we have is we feel like, well, man, the owner was kind of, he was kind of tough on him, because, you know, we're always told to save, but he didn't save it. He buried it. And so what we talked about, we focused on in Lewis Center, is that something will give you significance. And even in the reality, you know, for this final servant who buried his talent, the reality was he wasn't going to listen to his master. He was going to do what he wanted to do. And so I think that most of us struggle with either overworking or underworking. And instead of God giving us this idea about finding perfect balance between those two things, God points us to significance. Even in the Old Testament, you know, the only person in all the Old Testament that you know, the scriptures say that he has the Holy Spirit, or he's filled with the Holy Spirit, was in Exodus 31. Was called a guy named Bezalel. Most of us don't even know his name, but God filled him with spirit and ability and intelligence and knowledge and craftsmanship to do and create things. And so you see that God prepares us for work. Now, for a lot of us, we struggle with overworking. Instead of working to live, we live to work. About 86% of Americans put in more than 40 hours a week, more so than maybe the rest of the world. But the flip side of that is that, you know, what Paul says in Colossians 3:22, that we only work by way of eye service. And I think what he means by that is we only work well whenever the boss is watching. And so there's definitely a balance that we have to strike in the middle. And so the balance is significance. It's this whole idea that when we go to work, God goes to work with us. So in that vein, every job is sacred. The only difference between an international missionary and us is our address. Our job, our place of business, whether that is inside your home or outside your home, quite frankly, our job is missionary service. There's no separation. You can't say that, well, this is my secular job, so God's not important here. No, that's a mission field that God has placed you on. I read this to our church at Lewis Center because a lot of people will say, well, you know, not me, Dean. I'm not capable. I'm not as good at ministry. Or I read this to our church. This is one of my favorite pastors said this. He said, you know, Abraham was on Medicare. Moses had a speech impediment. Jacob was a thief. Joseph, he was an ex-con. Rahab was a sex worker. David was a homicidal adulterer. Elijah was bipolar. John the Baptist ate bugs. Thomas doubted. Gideon panicked. Martha stressed out. Jonah was directionally challenged. Samson was relationally challenged. Zacchaeus was vertically challenged. Jeremiah was too young. Sarah was too old. Noah got drunk and Peter couldn't swim. But these are the people through whom God changed the world. So today, Colossians 3 says to you, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive your inheritance as a reward. God has placed you somewhere today for impact, not just income. And that's where our significance comes from. Let me pray for us. Lord, today, as we prepare our hearts, no matter where we work, no matter where we serve, God, you're giving us the opportunity today to make an eternal impact, to have significance that will last well beyond our lives. So God, we want to take you with us today. Theologically, we know that you're everywhere we go, but God, we don't always recognize your presence like we should. We want to do that today. And I pray, God, that we'll see it, and then we see your activity, we'll step into it. So now you take the opportunity to pray this morning and invite God into your day and into your place and space of work. Well, once again, thank you for joining the LifePoint Drivecast today. Just by way of reminder, we're launching a new term of life groups this week. So if you're not currently in a group, grab a catalog. You can see that online on the website, or you can pick one up at any of our campuses and reach out to the group leader, jump into a group. I believe that God will use it to shape your future as from a spiritual perspective. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Hope to see you tomorrow back on the Drivecast.